Hello, and welcome back to the IBD Dietitian Podcast. My name is Nicole, and I'm a registered dietitian with Crohn's disease. Today, I want to talk about acceptance and why that's so hard. I have been going through a really rough time lately with my disease. I don't know how I've updated recently, but I've had a Stelara infusion in August, ended up with a lot of itchiness, a few hives, and so I decided not to continue that. And I actually didn't tell my gastroenterologist that I haven't continued doing the Stelara injections after the infusion, because last time I talked to her about stopping biologics, she basically said to me that, because I asked her, you know, is there an alternative? And she said, no, biologics are it. Biologics are the best choice for you, is how she put it. And that was over, you know, email messaging through the patient portal, you know. So I didn't continue that conversation with her like I should have, because I know there are oral medications. While they're not the gold standard and the best, it's probably better to be on those than nothing at all. And anyway, so I thought that I could change my diet and work, you know, use that as a method of healing. And so I tried this specific carbohydrate diet for a week and couldn't stick to it. I tried this Crohn's disease exclusion diet right around my birthday and couldn't stick to that because of the emotional impact of it being my birthday. And I think I got derailed for a few weeks after that. This is generally my cycle with, you know, binge restrict. And that's been that way since I was 10. Because I started to become obese around the age of 8 and saw my first dietitian around the age of 10, 11, and, you know, struggled with obesity and binge restrict and hating myself and this poor relationship with food, you know. And I'm 33 now, and living my life for 30 plus years with this relationship with food, and then getting a disease that, you know, physically causes pain when you overeat. And then you feel better when you restrict. And then, you know, and the fact that diet has so much to do with this disease, that possibly yeast is causing it, or, you know, not getting enough zinc and vitamin D, you know, actual protein foods that I've never been good at eating, or avoiding emulsifiers. You know, well, my favorite foods are bread, yeast, foods with yeast in them, you know, fake cheeses with yeast in them, or, you know, all the processed foods that I love have yeast in them. Popcorn doesn't have yeast, but it's one of my favorite foods. I have such an emotional connection to going to the movies and having popcorn. You know, my dad and I used to do that. He died when I was 17. It was a thing that we did together. And now I can't eat it because I'd have an intestinal blockage, probably have surgery if I ate it. It's, you know, and so my alternative at the movie theater was a pretzel, but that has yeast in it. And I strongly believe that yeast to Crohn's is what gluten is to celiacs. So I'm at this impasse of, like, how do I manage this disease, you know, and still live a life. I was officially diagnosed with Crohn's 22 months ago. I have known I've had Crohn's for 27 months, thanks to a CT scan that showed the inflammation in the terminal ileum. I am still going through the stages of grief. And I don't know if you know, you probably know the stages of grief and how going in and out and weaving through the stages of grief is not a linear process. It's not, you start with denial and then you go to anger and then bargaining, depression, and then acceptance. You go in and out and you have to work through all of these emotions until finally you reach acceptance and move on. I don't know if it's possible without restructuring my entire life to reach a point of acceptance. You know, like, my way of letting go and relaxing was, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'd go to work, have a really stressful day, come home, order a pizza, sit in front of the TV, and watch really comforting, relaxing escapism movies or TV or play video games for hours and eat. That's not a possibility anymore. I spend my time constantly moving and working and doing. I don't ever have moments where I'm totally carefree and relax and let go. Because the alternative to food is you let go with money. And it's like I'm in a lot of debt, honestly. And because I tried to do that, you know, over these past 2 years, I tried to, you know, use money and as a way of finding freedom. And now I'm more stuck in my life because of that. So the next step is looking at this as an addiction. Food is an addiction. And there's so much controversy in the medical and scientific community about whether or not food can be an addiction because you need food to survive. And can you really be addicted to food? And, you know, everybody knows about the mouse study where they, you know, had mice pick sugar water or cocaine and they pick sugar water over the cocaine, you know, and say it lights up the same areas of the brain as cocaine does. And yeah, you know, food is my love language to myself and from others too, because of the way that I was raised. And so I tried to replace food with money, with spending money. That's, you know, generally people do with addictions, is they replace one bad habit with another one. So what do you do if you have a digestive disorder that is mostly healed by eating the right way? You have an addiction to the thing that's hurting you, as well as an eating disorder and emotional ties. And my entire life revolves around food. How do you get to that point of acceptance of, yes, I have this disease. I can't eat or live the way that I used to. I have to re and unlearn everything that I know. And, you know, then it's like, am I alone in this? Is anybody else going through this? It's such a very specific thing to me. And I know other people like food. There's a lot of people that have Crohn's and they like food and they take the medicine and they eat the food and they're fine. My Crohn's needs me to change the way that I eat, as well as be on medicine. And I'm not willing or accepting to do either. And part of it is it's really hard to change your lifestyle, especially when other people are involved, you know. Like, I have a significant other, I have a child, I have a stepchild, and my work, my job is food. I'm a director of a kitchen in a hospital, I'm a registered dietitian, I'm getting a PhD in nutrition. My life is food. How do you move on? How do you find a different way to live? How do you restructure when there's no way out? So yeah, how do I accept that I can't eat the way that I've always eaten? That when I eat, I'm in extreme pain? How do you move on? Okay, so this was not, you know, I don't know if this was a useful podcast episode or anything. If it helps, if you identify where I'm coming from, I hope that this was helpful to you. Be sure to check over on my Instagram page, Nicole Wake RD. I have it in the notes under my profile. And, you know, comment or DM me if you're feeling this way. You know, I'd love to connect with somebody else who is on a similar wavelength. Anyway, I'll try to keep more regular, and I look forward to speaking with you next time.